Jimmy Quatch, miałego. Miałego.
A new day, a new sound, a new energy. Earth, air, fire, water, and music are uniting to become Element FM.
This is your name-dropping announcer saying you're listening to The Getaway with Mike and Lawrence on Newstalk Saga 960. And not Bruce Willis, Ariana Grande, or Prince Harry, all of whom are close personal friends. We'll be right back after... Ding. Oh, hang on. I'm getting a text from Oprah.
Element FM is the place where songs and stories will be shared to cultivate communication with our listeners. Listen now on 106.5 Element FM Toronto, where music, news of the day, and entertainment matters. Welcome to 106.5 Element FM, the spirit of Toronto.
You're tuned in to Saga 960 AM.
It's not often we have the opportunity to listen in as a brand new radio station takes its very first breaths on air. Most of the radio stations in and around Toronto have been broadcasting on the air for a long time, many of them for several decades. Toronto has had local radio since 1922. But here in the fall of 2018, nearly 100 years since the beginning of radio in Toronto, we get to hear the birth of a brand new radio station. And not just one, but two. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, commentary and analysis. A new radio station is typically born of a perceived need, a market not being served, a niche that can be filled. Element FM, the new radio station broadcasting at 106.5 on FM in leased space on the Toronto waterfront, is intended to appeal to First Nations peoples. Indigenous music is given a profile on the station. It's a long way from being all Indigenous, but Element FM is the only station in Toronto that can say, we are looking for, receptive to, and actively promoting Indigenous songwriters.
Hey, hey, 2-2, this is 106.5 Element FM, and I'm Julian Taylor. I'm sitting here with the infamous Bob McGee. It is our inaugural day here at Element FM.
It's an amazing day here. We just had an amazing ceremony. The studios have been smudged, and we'll talk more about that in the next few minutes. And some drumming. It was just amazing in the atrium here at Chorus. And we're here all afternoon, right, till 6 o'clock to play some of the more incredible songs that you have heard in a long, long time.
Music you're not going to hear anywhere else. Like that last song that we played, that is Wolves Don't Play by the Rules by Gillespie featuring Joe Grass. Now, she's an Inuk singer from Montreal.
It's not the first radio station to use the frequency 106.5 to try to tap into the First Nations communities in Canada's biggest city. Aboriginal Voices Radio, AVR, lost its license to use the frequency after failing to meet the conditions of the license. It started out with high hopes, First Nations hosts performing on air, a high ratio of Indigenous to non-Indigenous music selections, an attempt at gathering news of interest to First Nations. In the end, it was little more than an automated jukebox spinning records, so to speak. The federal agency that regulates broadcasting in Canada, the CRTC, revoked AVR's license in 2015. AVR had failed to meet the conditions of its license, partly by failing to provide logger tapes of what it had aired, partly through the financial records a broadcaster must submit, and partly through programming, including failing to deliver news specific to First Nations. The CRTC called for applications for new service on the five frequencies AVR had across the country: Toronto, Ottawa, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver. Then, in June of 2017, it awarded licenses for five new First Nations stations, one to a group in Vancouver, Calgary and Edmonton to a second company, and the Ottawa and Toronto licenses to First Peoples Radio. In Toronto, its legal call letters are CFPT. Element FM, operating separately in Toronto and in Ottawa, has a governing structure including members of the board of directors of APTN, the Aboriginal People's Television Network. The other new radio station in the market is a news talk style station on AM radio. It's already on the CRTC watch list and under orders to fulfill the terms of its license. The station's call letters are CKNT. It's licensed as a news and public affairs radio station focused on Mississauga. That's a city of nearly 750,000 people right on the western edge of Toronto. Elliot Kerr was first awarded the license back in 2011, but the radio station did not come on the air until 7 years later. That's already the time in which a station would need to apply to renew the license. So the CRTC has given the station just 5 years to fulfill its mandate. News Talk Sauga AM 960. A brand name that needs cleaning up, I would say, is supposed to broadcast newscasts and talk shows directly of interest to people in Mississauga, whose municipal affairs, politics, community sports, and so on really are not heard about much on the stations they listen to from Toronto. The CRTC was confident a station on 960 won't really compete with Toronto stations. It will complement what they do with an appeal directly to people in Mississauga. That's about 11% of the total population of the federal census area around Toronto. Kerr owns a hockey team, the Mississauga Steelheads. Owning a radio station to broadcast his team, as it does, is part of the package of wanting a station. The frequency, 960 on the AM radio band, came open when the company that bought the radio station in Cambridge some years ago flipped that station to FM and repositioned it to attract listeners from Kitchener and Waterloo. CKNT is only allowed low power on 960, so it does not flood across Toronto, but it's well-positioned, even if only by happenstance. Mississauga sits between Toronto and Hamilton. The big news talk station in Toronto is nearby on the AM dial at 1010. The news talker in Hamilton is at 900. The new radio station frequency is halfway between the heritage stations at 960.
We got 15 seconds to go, so let me tell you who's coming up at 7 o'clock. Terry's Drive-In. Bet you didn't even know that. I knew that. I keep track of everything.
Mike, let the record show. Mike pointed at Indira. Yeah.
Lawrence and I, let the court record show. Lawrence and I are going to be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Indira, when are you going to be back tomorrow?
I will be back tomorrow doing the news at 9 a.m.
All right, folks, have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks a lot for listening. We got a lot of glitches to go, but we're going to get them worked out. You got anything to say to anybody?
Me?
Yeah.
I've clocked out.
AM 960 put regular hosts on the air just at the end of October. They'll find their way, I imagine. The arrival of two new radio stations in and around Toronto this fall is a good sign. Both are independently owned and operated. Each is creating its own on-air programming. Each has set up its own small local radio newsroom. More choice on the radio in Toronto, more diversity of voices, to use the regulatory terms. I'm all for that. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.